Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Ah, Valentine's Day today. My husband and I thought we'd do a little something early. Oh. So on Friday night, we embarked on our first night away without the kids in almost 2 years.
Your wow. First night away together.
Together, yeah. Well, I've had plenty of nights away by myself, and so has my husband, actually. We have to tag team, me more than him.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
let's be fair. The cut's probably, 80-20.
It sounds like that, but yeah. Okay. So you guys went together.
Yeah, so we booked in this hotel stay at the Old Clare Hotel. It's in Chippendale. Mm-hmm. Great place to go and stay. Yeah. We booked it in about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Because we were like, with the view, okay, we're going to go stay away. My daughter, Alani, who's 19, we said, oh, can you have the kids for the night?
Yeah.
And she was like, yep, that's fine. She knows the kids, they know her, so it was a no-brainer. And then 2 weeks ago, she's like, oh, Mum, I've just realised that I'm going to the Gold Coast and I got my dates wrong and I'm leaving Friday, not Saturday.
And I was like, jeez.
Can you change your flight? No, because she bought, the cheapest one you can get, which is fair. And I'm like, oh, damn it, what am I going to do? The problem when you've got so many kids is you can't really ask anyone to have all of them. It's like having a whole other family.
And there's a cross-section of ages as well. Oh. I mean, geez.
Well, that's right.
You've got a baby in the mix.
I've got a baby. And then Lulu, with the additional needs, she can't just go to anyone. You've got to be prepared to, look after her. And anything that happens, you've got to be able to handle it. So I spent weeks trying to find different people who were available. Yeah, and right. I was like, I thought I had a big list, but it just dwindled and got smaller and smaller because everyone had stuff on last weekend. And then finally was able to farm them out. I had Lulu going to one set of friends. I had Henry going to another set of friends, and poor Arwen got the short straw. She was staying at home with Noni.
Oh no, Mama Jude.
She was, and
she got ripped off.
Well, that's right. So I didn't say anything to the kids. Henry wouldn't know, but I didn't tell Lulu. Anyway, the day before we went away, Milko's like, Lulu, guess where you're going tomorrow? And Arwen's like, where am I going? And he's like, you get to stay at home. And so she started crying because, why do I not get to go anywhere?
Yeah, fair enough.
So we had to bribe her with lollies. Here, you've got lollies and you're going to go to the movies with Noni. You're going to do all these great things. So we're like, here you go, Noni, here's $50. Do what you want with it.
Yeah.
She's allowed to have treats. That's fine. And then we had to go, sort out all the school stuff. You've got to do the sign out. Can these people sign out my child? So we had to go around and write a note because they need to see your signature. Wow. And then we had to drop off stuff for Henry. And we to rocked up to our friend's house and Milko's offloading the pram, offloading the car seat, offloading the cot. And then my friends are going, is he staying for a night or a month? And I'm like, it's the same amount of stuff that you need.
Yeah.
We finally got them sorted. It took the whole 2 weeks just to get them organised. We're off and running on Friday, went up to the hotel, met up with some friends, so went to the opera bar for a drink, caught the ferry, caught the light rail. Like, we were feeling like footloose.
Very romantic as well.
Feeling footloose and fancy free. We went out for dinner with everyone. We got back to our hotel and Milko was like, sweetie, I'm tired. Do you mind if we just go to bed? And I was like, oh, that's fine with me. And so the highlight of the whole weekend was sleeping because it was the most comfortable bed I've ever slept in. The pillows were amazing, so much so we even looked under the covers to get the brand of the pillows and the bed because it was so comfortable. And we booked in again in another 6 months' time just to go up there to go to sleep.
Wow, you guys are a romantic bunch.
Nothing screams romance, but honestly, we got a full 9 hours. That was the highlight of the trip. And we booked in for another 6 months' time to do exactly the same thing, but we're not going to worry about going to the opera bar or doing the light rail.
No, just get
we're
going to
check
bed.
In, put on our robes and hop into bed. That's called hashtag going away for a romantic night when your parents. Sleep is the best thing you could do.
So no fear of any bambinos in 9 months.
Well, no, that's right. No. Mama Jude did say, hey, I don't want you coming back telling me that you're going to bring it home a fifth baby anytime soon.
She said, don't worry. We slept it off.
We slept through the whole thing.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I want to take this opportunity to apologise for something I did earlier on today on the show.
What? What did you do?
It was around 6:20 this morning. There's been an influx of complaints. I've had phone calls. I've had emails. They've all been from you, Jade. every single complaint has come from you, Jade. For those who missed it, it was all about love this morning.
That's right. You said you were going to do a top 10. of love movies, romantic movies.
Romantic movies, spoiling a movie by taking a word and replacing it with another word. Yeah. Simple as that. And you weren't happy at all. I mean, here's some of the highlights from this morning's chat. 10 things I hate about stew. There's something about dairy.
For all the lactose intolerant people of the world.
My big fat Greek yogurt.
They were terrible. These
are terrible.
What about another Tom Hanks classic? Yeah. Forrest Hump. All right, so look.
I like it how you brought the canned laughter behind those. That was not there earlier this morning. There were crickets.
Now listen, I thought it was funny. You weren't happy with it at all, so I've gone off. I've spent the rest of this entire show just doing research into ruining other romantic movies by changing the word. Right, so I have a top 7 for you.
Okay, right.
Oh, and we got music.
Oh,
this
we got
time.
Music. All right, yeah. You've really taken it up a notch.
Yeah,
got it. Okay, redeem yourself, Damien Lee.
All right,
go ruin a movie with one word.
Let's lower the music. Here we go. Snotty Hill.
I can relate to that right now.
All right, you get that
one?
Yeah. All right. It's a cartoon. Finding Nemo's body.
Finding Nemo's what?
Oh, no, I
don't get it.
No, it was horrible.
Finding Nemo's body? You mean like, because he's dead? That's terrible.
Okay. Hey, someone said that one. Okay. What about a classic movie,
yes.
One of the most romantic movies of all time, Kanye, West Side Story.
Well, he's doing so well with the romance these days, isn't he?
All right, we're getting to the pointy end of this. Okay, what about this one? You know the cartoon Up?
Yes.
Up yours. No.
All the balloons have the bird on them. Yeah.
Someone sent this one, Frozen to Death. Okay. Scratch that one.
Frozen to Death. Just think all the 3-year-olds are listening right now think Elsa and Anna are dead.
Okay, here's the number one and number two.
Okay.
All right. So number two, first of all, 50 Shades of Grey Hair.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
And in probably the most romantic one of the whole lot, remember Toy Story?
Yes.
Vibrating Toy Story. Did I redeem myself?
Yeah, you did actually. They were pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Okay.
They were better than the first one. So good. I'm glad that my complaints made it through.
Your complaints, all those complaints. Now I'm going to get more complaints because of that Nemo one.
And the dead Disney princesses. But not. What about the vibrating things? Like that's.
Actually, it's all cartoons.
That's right.
That's hard. Apologies, everyone.
Make a Disney film X-rated. I really feel like that's what you did there.
Oh, I did, actually. Yeah, it got very rude. Okay. All right.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
On Friday, we were discussing a tragic story that came out of Queensland about a young boy, 12-year-old boy by the name of Kyne Pennell. Unfortunately, died in a tragic accident on the farm.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible. The poor unfortunate. The background of this particular child is that he was a virtuoso on the piano in a very short space of time.
Yeah.
Like absolutely an incredible piano player. In 7 months of playing the piano, he was able to do the likes of this Chopin piece.
It's amazing, isn't it? He's a prodigy.
I can't even fathom being able to do that. That is in seven months to be able to do that. It was just incredible. As I say, a tragic story. The poor unfortunate lost his life only a week ago. And not long after he passed, his mother went through some of his belongings and found a book. And inside that book, he had started composing his own piece of music.
Yeah,
and now she had no idea what this composition sounded like. She knew he was into it, that he was trying to compose something, but she had no idea.
Yeah.
And she just put it out to the internet and to the world, and we even put it out here on Wave FM for someone to take that piece of music and play it. And let us hear what it sounds like, because I suppose it's a bit of a legacy for poor Kine. Now, as it turns out, Delta Goodrum, she also heard about the story and it moved her too.
I'm in tour rehearsals at the moment, and I got my entire band. We all took a moment and we all fell in love with the beautiful piano piece and just played it here for you today.
So she got the piece of music, mm-hmm. And the video is online, and I have to say, I watched it, and she's obviously made it her own as well, and that's what Amanda Kine's mother asked. She said, I'd love for you to play the piece of music, and also... Finish it.
Yeah, because it wasn't finished, was it? It was half done.
It was just a piece of music, and she didn't have any idea what it would sound like. But Delta just took the piece of music with her entire band, and she even added some lyrics, and I have to say... it's absolutely beautiful. We've got to play it for you right now. And this definitely goes out for Kine and his family through the very, very tough time that they're all going through right now.
It's Kine's song.
Wave FM. Wow, that's powerful. That's Delta Goodrum.
It is really, really powerful and very emotional and
so beautiful.
As I say, thoughts go out to Kine's family and can't even.
What a beautiful gift to be able to give them, though. That is so beautiful, and I'm sure they'll be listening to that song for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I'm sounding a little bit rough this morning.
Yes, you are.
I know. I've had a little head cold, but I had it all last week as well. Henry's just started childcare. He's doing family daycare.
Yeah.
And as we all know with children, as soon as they start any kind of care, they bring everything home with them.
Everything. That's their job, isn't it?
That's right. Like, he's been snotty for the past couple of weeks. Yeah. And then they come home and I'm like holding him and giving him a cuddle, and he coughs right in my face, sneezes right in my face. Like, I feel the droplets going to my eyeballs and my mouth. I knew it was going to come.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But the worst thing is, like, I woke up in the morning and went, oh, got a scratchy throat. Had a look up. Oh, that's a COVID symptom. Oh, I've got COVID.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Better do a RAT. So I did a RAT. Oh, negative. Okay, fine. And then later in the day, oh, I'm congested. That's a COVID symptom. Next day, better do a RAT.
Do a RAT.
Like, I've done a RAT test every day. 7 days of RAT. And it's going to cost me a fortune if I keep going like this.
Well, thankfully, the schools are giving us rat tests.
Well, I know. So that was, I had four that I could use for free. No, only joking. I did not do that.
No, yeah,
that,
yeah.
For the children.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're for the children.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Don't be irresponsible.
No, that's
with that
right. I went
shit.
To the IGA and bought a pack for $65.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Look, I'm exactly the same. I mean, geez, the amount of rat tests I've done, anything, and I'll convince myself of any symptom. Oh, sore throat. That's it.
Yeah.
And I never have it, which, you know, which I'm happy about.
Touch wood.
You know, but...
yeah, because like one of the symptoms is tiredness. We all get up at 4:30 in the morning. We are going to be tired on any given day.
I know.
But the worst thing is too, like, even you can hear in my voice, but yeah. Everywhere I've been, like, went to Sydney on the weekend, and every time I went in somewhere, I felt I had to say, oh, hi, I know it sounds like I've got COVID, but I don't. I did a rat this morning, so I'm clear. Oh, I almost need to put it on my face mask. Yeah. Sounds like she has COVID, but she doesn't. Yeah. And carry around a rat test with a negative stripe on it, just so I could wear it around my neck so that I could just show it to people as like a VIP pass. It was kind of my I'm COVID-free pass just to get me through.
That's actually a really... See, no one's done that. That's a good idea. I don't have COVID on my mask.
Yeah, and just put the little negative rat test around your neck like a lanyard.
Not a bad idea.
To get yourself into places guilt-free.
I was out partying all weekend. That's why I have this like, raspy voice.
That's right, exactly. It makes you feel like, yeah, pretty cool, actually. Last time I sounded like this was back in when I was 18 or 19.
Yeah.
When it's a big day out for the weekend.
I mean, that was always the rate, you know, like, I know, not for me, when I was younger, when you knew you were partying a lot, because you just had this continual rasp.
Yeah.
You know, Eileen and myself, that was the thing, we're always raspy, and you're like, yeah, we are living the high life.
Yeah, that's right.
And we are party animals.
It's so true, and then when you have kids, it's like, oh yeah, just caught a cold off my kid. Yeah. Yeah. Was up till 2 a.m. though, wasn't I?
The one thing I don't miss about having young kids is the whole thing of the taste of snot.
Oh yeah, because you
taste it.
Oh yeah, you do. Yeah.
they literally put it into your mouth.
Oh, they do, and they wipe it all over your body. Like every shirt I've had on for the past week has got snail trails on the side of it, where Henry's wiped his face.
Thanks to Wollongong Master, you'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.